Yeah. The Spurs looked like something was going to happen. Kulusevski lost possession. Counter-attack from Liverpool. Moved out to Salah. It's coming.
Football on Off the Ball. With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
They're waiting. But the wait is over for Liverpool. Champions of England for the 20th time. ...35 years Anfield has had to wait for a chance to savour a moment like this. They're going to sing long into the night on Merseyside. Arne Slot joins the footballing gods at Anfield. Liverpool are the Premier League winners. They've beaten Tottenham by 5-1. The supporters are staying off the pitch. There's tears in the eyes of the supporters around us at Anfield. They won the title in 2020. They couldn't savour it like this though. 1990, the last time a packed Anfield saw Liverpool win the league. But here they are as champions. What an achievement, Brian.
Yes, an outstanding achievement for his fourth season. People wondered how would they do. As I said earlier, up to 6% chance of winning the league, taken over from the great Jurgen Klopp. But what a job he's done. Now 34 games, 25 wins, 7 draws, just 2 defeats. Remarkable to see. Remarkable run since that defeat by Notts Forest early in the league here. Beat my Fulham a couple of weeks ago, but they've been the outstanding team, consistent. You mentioned about Manchester City and the problems and Rodri and injuries and Arsenal and all that, but they've been the best team. Liverpool recovered the game at Manchester City where they won 2-0, let Manchester City all the ball, but they won the game convincingly. Salah and Szoboszlai goals, I think that was the day when I kind of said they're definitely going to win it. They've been superb all season, lost that cup final to Newcastle, knocked out of the Champions League by PSG. But today, the supporters won't mind that. Those players out on the pitch dancing in front of the crowd are loving it. They're taking all the plaudits and the cheers and of the frustration, I suppose, of all these years not being able to celebrate a league victory, even though they won the league in 2020.
Well, they have won it with a flourish, a 5-1 victory against Tottenham. They came from behind. First half goals from Luis Diaz, Alexis McAllister and Cody Gakpo meant it was only a matter of time. There had to be one for the Egyptian king Mo Salah. An own goal from Udogi added a fifth for Liverpool, and now the celebrations really beginning as the flares, the red flares, engulf the cup in red smoke, and the players who had celebrated over in the Kenny Dalglish stand charge for the cup and jump with joy. Anfield alive like it hasn't been in a long, long time. Arne Slot in the middle of the celebrations as well, coming in to replace Jurgen Klopp, and at the first time of asking, winning a Premier League title. Brilliant, brilliant scenes for these Liverpool supporters. And of course, the many Irish Liverpool supporters who were on the flight with us this morning, who'll be here long until the night.
Thousands of them around the ground. Every second accent I heard seemed to be an Irish accent, Nathan. But they've got the flares into the ground. I like it. I know it's not allowed. A lot of messing around the League of Ireland about flares. But what an atmosphere to bring to the ground. Lots of red stuff in the ground. Lots of red stuff on the streets earlier before the game, but they're in the stadium, they're on the cup, the flares are light and the smoke is flying.
Great to see an Irish man in the middle of it as well. Mahon's and Cork's Queeveen Kelleher celebrating with his teammates. Tyrone's Conor Bradley there as well. Premier League winners. Nobody in red leaving Anfield. Everybody wants to savour every minute of this. They waited so long. How special it would have been back in 2020 when they ran away with the league title. as the fireworks go off above the cop once again.
Well, Nathan O'Brien, the studio feels pretty sober, I have to say.
We've covered many Premier League winning teams and final days and some great drama through the years, but I think this is up there with the best of them.
Well, I think it's an outpouring, Nathan, isn't it? An outpouring of the frustrations of the 30 years waiting on the title, and then when the title came, they couldn't celebrate it like this. They weren't in the stadium. They couldn't get in. People were housebound, people were restricted in their movement, they weren't able to get together, they weren't able to tell their heroes how much they respected them, how much they loved them, how much they enjoyed their performances. And there was so many brilliant performances that season. So what we get today is the whole outpouring of letting it all go, letting them know how much it means to this city, this club. So many people around the world have followed this great club, and there's many marvellous successes they've had over the years, but today they're letting it all go. It's just a pity it's not dark and we could see the fire lights, see the fireworks outside the stadium. The ball boys are in on the celebration now, Nathan, look at that, with the senior players, with the ball boys. Isn't that lovely?
All of the Liverpool players, all of the ball boys, the backroom staff have gathered in the goal in front of the cop. That famous old stand that has seen some of the greatest moments in the history of English football, and this one will be right up there for that sea of red support. They'd say they sucked the ball in. They didn't need to today, and for large parts of this season they didn't need to, because Liverpool were pretty much perfect. And Harvey Elliott kicks the ball into the stands. That'll be a souvenir to go with the selfie that Mo Salah gave one of the Liverpool supporters.
I'd say there'll have to be a lap of honour here, Nathan, won't there? Because all the actions at the cop end, it's all in that penalty area. But the rest of the stadium is full. The sports end is obviously not full. But a lot of the sports crowd have stayed on and have a look at this. This must be hard for them to swallow. They're so far away from it. They're miles away from it in terms of position, the table, performances, defeats and all that. But they're stood around. They're football people. They're watching it.
Well, if it was emotional in the last couple of minutes, it certainly will be now. Wow, I think is all you can say after that. The most stirring and emotional rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone as Liverpool are crowned champions of England. John Duggan, I know, is with us back at base as well. Incredible, incredible scenes here, John. The song that Liverpool sang when they won the Champions League back in 2019 under Jurgen Klopp, and they've had so many great teams since then. The team that won the league in 2020, that went so close in recent years, pushing Manchester City. But this, Brian, the most remarkable thing is nobody expected this at the start of the season. Nobody thought Arne Slot could achieve this first time out, following in the footsteps of Jurgen Klopp.
No, people would have thought he would have needed time to adapt to English football, that he would take some time to impose his style, and that the players will also need time to adapt to his requirements. But, you know, from the off, it just seemed to be seamless. It was very similar in style to Klopp, but you will also see a change over a period of time. More control, a little bit more patience in possession. Still the high pressing, but sometimes a bit more time in the build-up play. More protection for the defenders, I said. Not quite as high a line always. We've rarely seen those moments that we frequently saw, which was part of the joy of watching the team under Klopp, that risk and reward element of the defensive side, where both fullbacks would be up in advanced positions, particularly Trent playing on the inside, and the centre-backs playing the halfway line, Tim playing the ball over the top in a race between Van Dijk and Alisson to try and stop the opposition scoring. We didn't see that so much this season. There were always a little bit more cover there. I think Gravenberch was outstanding. But, you know, he imposed himself on it, didn't change the players. Chiesa came in, played very little part. The Georgian goalkeeper who they loaned out to Valencia. Other than that, it's been the same team. He's got the same squad of players. He's got a little bit more from them all. Changed a couple of positions. And just a remarkable job. I mean, he has to be manager of the year. Other managers have done well, but he has to be manager of the year. When the team wins the league and the style they've won it, look at him in the jersey. <Good stuff.
laughs> And he's given the Jurgen Klopp fist pump to the cop, Arne Slot, at long last. He said he was never going to try and replicate what Klopp did. He waited right until the very end, till they had the biggest achievement of all, to give the cop what they wanted. And when you look at the Liverpool players and you look at Trent Alexander-Arnold walking around the pitch, you think, how could you ever leave this as a local boy to step away?
Yeah.
Quite remarkable scenes as the players go on their lap of honour. They're walking under the Sir Kenny Dalglish stand. Kenny Dalglish is here. Kenny Dalglish is one of the figures on that iconic banner that takes place at the front of the cop, alongside Shankly and Paisley and Fagan and Benitez and Klopp. Well, they'll have to make some space for Arne Slot as well.
I think I saw one with Slot on it, with all those figures and their heads on the one big banner. I think I saw one of those that been produced early before the match already. You might come back out before the end. You can check out where all the heads and faces of all those legends and icons of Liverpool are there on it. So players have moved right up the pitch, up to the far end of the ground, and they're coming over now where the sports crowd are going from. There's still probably about 500 the sports crowd still there, but the upper deck is full to the brim. I don't think the Liverpool supporters left the ground as yet, and I don't think they will for a good while yet tonight, Nathan.
That's the
how could you leave, yeah, a scene like this, having waited so long to enjoy this moment. They're moving in front of where the Tottenham supporters are, and now they're coming to the main stand here, where the legends of Liverpool of old are all just sat down in front of us, with Kenny Dalglish and Ian Rush and Alan Hansen and Mark Lawrence, and Jim Beglin, who won a title here with Liverpool, is just a couple of feet away, all standing to applaud the current greats of Liverpool. And many of these will go down among the greatest. The goalkeeper Alisson, the right back Alexander Arnold, the captain Virgil van Dijk, who will lift that Premier League trophy in 4 years' time, and maybe the greatest of all in this time, Mohamed Salah, who is going to be here for at least two more years and just cannot stop scoring goals. They've all got their various different flags out. The Hungarian flag is there, the Argentinian flag, the Colombian flag. We need to get a now tricolour down there for Queevan Kelleher if we can as well. But the players are coming over. I think their families are starting to get down there as well. And as Bob Marley comes to an end, just the noise of the stadium can come to the fore. They've been singing champions since we got off the plane this morning. There were some moments where maybe they thought it mightn't be today, but they were just fleeting moments, because really it never felt in doubt this afternoon, and it hasn't felt in doubt for a long, long time. We thought that Manchester City again would be the team to beat, but their injuries meant they just couldn't go once again. Arsenal, injuries a factor as well, but even
too many draws. Too many draws. 14 draws. I think 9 matches. They're updrawn from leading positions. Just not enough, consistent enough Arsenal to compete with this Liverpool team. So they've ended up making it easy looking. 1 with 4 games still to go. But that was because they were excellent. They were far more consistent. And they were trying to win the Champions League. They were still going in the Europa League or the League Cup until the final. It wasn't like they were concentrating on the league. They were out of those competitions early on. In recent weeks, they've had the comfort of being just able to prepare match to match, West Ham, Leicester today, and nothing interfering in between. And that's helped them, I think, a little bit. Arsenal concentrating on the Champions League now, obviously. But Liverpool, by far, far, far and away, the best team this season.
Football on Off the Ball with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Off the Ball. Rugby.
Obviously, it's a shocking refereeing decision.
The other thing is, well, I don't know if anyone picked up on the Bulls' first try. Did no one mention the quick tap taken off the man's knee?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.